Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and welcome to the Innova Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference to Mr. Ayush Kumar Garg from Innova Limited for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Ryan. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our earnings call today to review the operational and financial performance for Q1 FY26. We have here with us Mr. Vinay Lohariwala, Managing Director, Mr. Lokesh Bhasin, Chief Financial Officer, and representatives from SGA, our Investor Relations Advisor. I trust you had the opportunity to review our financial results and the investor presentation, both of which are available on our website as well as on the stock exchange website. The transcript of this call will be posted on the company's website within the next week. Should you have any further questions after this call, our Investor Relations team will be happy to assist you. With that, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Vinay for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ayush. Good afternoon, and thank you all for joining us on today's earnings call. I am pleased to report that Innova has continued to demonstrate strong growth momentum in Q1 FY26. We recorded revenue of 352 crore during the quarter, making a 19% year-on-year growth despite a drop in the API prices. Profitability also saw a significant boost, with EBITDA rising by 28% to 57 crore. As part of our ongoing efforts to drive strategic clarity and operational focus, we have reorganized our business into two streamlined verticals: CDMO and branded generics. With Sharon now fully integrated within the Innova framework and keeping in mind our business modality, we believe that this new structure better reflects the way we operate today and how we create value across our portfolio. The CDMO business now comprises our legacy CDMO operation, Sharon business, as well as part of our international branded generic portfolio that operates under a CDMO framework. The branded generic business includes our domestic branded generic business along with the portion of the international branded generic portfolio that is run on a front-end on-branded model. We believe this reclassification will provide greater transparency, better align with our long-term growth strategy, and enhance stakeholders' understanding of our business performance. Coming to each business area, CDMO business, we continue to be the partner of the choice for over 300 global pharmaceutical companies. Over the years, we have expanded our offering to a comprehensive portfolio of over 3,700 products across multiple dosage forms. The business contributes 71% of our total revenue in Q1 FY26. We remain focused on deepening existing relationships while building new partnerships to drive sustainable growth. Branded generics. Our branded generics business signifies our front-end operation with direct presence across India and key regulated and semi-regulated markets across the globe. Over the years, we have achieved significant strides in the business by consistently adding new products and thorough market expansion, both in India and other international markets. Now, let me talk about our manufacturing capability, which remains our key business driver. Enhancing these, this year, we commercialized our greenfield facility in Kathua, Jammu, in January 2025. I am pleased to inform you that the scale-up is going as planned. We are witnessing strong interest from our CDMO clients as well as good demand in branded generic business, which gives us confidence in a swift ramp-up in the coming quarter. Looking ahead, we are seeing strong traction across both our business area, partner-led CDMO and front-end branded generics. Expanded product portfolio, deep client engagement and geographical expansion with our branded generic business, both in India and internationally, will be the fuel for our growth journey in upcoming quarters and years. We are proud to be progress we have made and remain committed to executing our strategic roadmap with discipline and agility to drive sustainable growth across all our verticals. Thank you once again for your continued support and trust in InnovaCaptive. I now hand over the call to Mr. Lokesh to take you through the financial performance in more detail.
Thank you, sir. And good afternoon, everyone. I will now take you through the financial highlights for quarter 1 FY26. Our consolidated revenue stood at rupees 351.5 crore, registering a year-on-year growth of 19%. CDMO business, which constituted around 71% of the total revenue in the quarter, clocked rupees 249.5 crore of revenue as compared to rupees 230.1 crore, registering year-on-year growth of 8%. Enhanced client traction, both new and existing, served as the main catalyst for growth. Branded generic business delivered stellar growth of 59% to 101.2 crore, fueled by broader geographic reach and increased penetration in the domestic market. EBITDA grew to rupees 56.6 crores for the quarter versus 44.3 crores in Q1 FY25, signifying solid growth of 28%. EBITDA margins improved to 16.1% vis-a-vis 15.1% in Q1 FY25, mainly supported by expanded gross margins. PAT improved 5% year-on-year to rupees 31 crores, reflecting resilience in the face of increased depreciation and finance expenses. PAT margins stood at 8.8%. With this, we would like to conclude our opening remarks and open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The first question comes from the line of Parth Mehta from Vallum Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi team. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. I have a few questions. Firstly, is it possible to provide the new revenue, new segmental breakup for the previous quarter?
So you are seeing the reorganized numbers for previous quarter, right?
Yes, yes.
Surely, we will work out and Ayush will reach to you offline on this.
No problem. Second is, possible to share what would be the revenue from the new Jammu plant for this quarter?
Okay, and what is your next question? I may be answer, maybe to answer you one go.
Yeah, yeah, sure. So, earlier you have mentioned that revenue from the Jammu plant will be coming from the existing customer base by gaining the wallet share. So, what is your strategy to gain the wallet share and what would be, what is the differentiating factor versus the competition? And what is the ratio of the outsourcing that is done by your client?
Okay. See, the Jammu revenue anticipated for this financial year, as we submitted in our earlier discussions, is 400 crores. See, this 400 crores of revenue was estimated on constant pricing of our API, which is a key raw material for us.
As everyone knows, during for last few months, the API prices are showing a declining trend, which as high as 20% in certain cases. So we are still monitoring the situation, and we should be able to reach to a final conclusion or a more concrete conclusion where our this year of Jammu revenue will lie, and subject to the stabilization of API prices.
Got it. And actually, my question. Yeah. Please continue.
Current quarter.
And just to update, our current quarter's revenue for Jammu's plant was 60 crores.
This would be including the Baddi transfer, right? The products that would have transferred from Baddi.
Yes.
How much of that would be the transfer from Baddi?
So that is a bit difficult to comment on, but the overall revenue from the Jammu is 60 crore.
Okay. That helps. My second question was on the strategy. What is the strategy to gain the market share? The differentiating factor versus your competition, and what is the ratio of outsourcing that is done by our clients?
So the if you see this facility, Jammu facility is built with the 480 crore investment. So it is up to mark with the CGMP norms, and all the automation is in place. So as the facility is new and is come out very well, all of our big customers are auditing us, visiting our site, and from there also we are getting good comments that the plant has come out very well, right? So facility wise we are having a good edge over our competitors, that being a new facility and everything has been taken care. So as far as the productivity or the output is concerned, or the zero defect concept is concerned, we are having a very good ace, and that is also a very attractive point for the customer also. And the other part is like ensure supply, because a large capacity in CDMO supply chain supply timely supply is very, very important. So there also we are having a winning ace. And third, but not the least, but the third one is the prices. As you know that we have planned some incentive pass-through model, right? So that pricing is again in our favor. So all these 3-4 points are in our favor. That's why we are hopeful that we will win more and more contracts in Jammu.
Right, got it. And what is the strategy to gain the wallet share, or strategy to utilize this facility?
So we have the relationship with the all top companies in India, domestic front, as well as we will register our plants in the ROW and regulated market as well. So that is how we will we are approaching our partners regularly. And we'll try to get the maximum product what we can manufacture in Jammu for onboarding of that.
Right, sir. Just one last thing. Wanted to understand, we have seen higher growth in the exports business. Earlier, if I remember, you mentioned that we were having some capacity constraints to cater with the export market. So have we started some manufacturing in the Baddi plant for the exports market, or from how are we getting this export revenue, from which segments or from which geographies also are we getting this revenue?
So capacity wise, like if you see that in Jammu, we in Baddi we have like a tablet, and being a new facility in Jammu, our cephalosporin capacity constraint has been already been removed. And in general category, we have the free capacity in tablet capsule. The only oral liquid section is now we have the constraint. Otherwise, there is no concern as far as the capacity is concerned. So once if we are getting the new product registered continuously from the ROW and
other market, and there our export is being started. So this quarter, I think we have shown a good growth in the export market as well.
Sure, sir. Just one last on the generic side. If I want to, just wanted to understand, there has been a huge growth in the generic segment for the quarter, if I see YOY. So, which therapeutic segments or from which geographies would the growth have contributed for the generic business?
So that you are talking about the branded generic business.
Yes.
Right? So that branded generic business includes our export as well as domestic branded generic business.
Yes. I get that. But this quarter we have
a very good growth in our export market, export branded generic business. That's why as a overall composition, you are looking at it. The growth.
Yes, I get that. Just wanted to know which therapeutic segments or from which geographies this growth would have come.
So therapeutic category is the overall business spread across 10 to 15 therapeutic category. And as far as the territorial is concerned, so that is from the ROW.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering all the questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from Ask NDPMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Sir, my question is to understand more on, the Baddi plant. I mean, I understand that the Jammu plant is new and there are some, products getting shifted from Baddi to Jammu. That is why we are seeing a drop in sales of Baddi, but, growth happening in Jammu. But if I am trying to understand, say, one or two quarters down the line, I would understand that a fair amount of shifting would happen and Baddi would come back to, its usual, revenue run rate. Just to understand, in terms of timelines, where are we in terms of normalizing, the entire Baddi plant, the transfer? And second is earlier, last quarter when we talked about the 400 odd crores, I remember that, we mentioned Jammu is incrementally going to contribute 400 crores, but the rest of the business, that is typically the international, business would also grow. So, the number was, overall number is expected to be over, 400 crores. That is Jammu plus others. Would there be a meaningful drawdown in, your Baddi plant? That would be a negative surprise. Yeah.
So overall, if you try to understand the mathematics behind the numbers, so there is, I think, a net increase of 60 crore. Quarter on quarter. So, if you multiply by 4, that is translating approximately, say, 240 crore on yearly basis, right? So, if we say 400 plus, our statement was like that 400 crore from Jammu and plus few percentage point growth from even the Baddi. So, that is deeply affected by the price erosion, especially in the antibody segment, like the amoxicillin or the potassium clavinate or the cephalosporin. These price in few of the API hit by more than 20%, as Lokesh is already covered. Still, in Q1 we have maintained the trajectory of 250 crore. Right? I hope you understand what I am trying to say. Even in Q1 sure. We have shown the trajectory of the 250 crore. Right? So we are very hopeful that there should not be any further decrease in the prices. Still, we able to maintain what we have stated earlier, right? The Jammu facility is being audited by all the leading customer, and product onboarding are expected in the Q3 and Q4 at a much rapid speed. Yeah.
So there'll be a quarter-on-quarter jump every quarter going forward.
Yeah.
So there'll be a quarter-on-quarter increase in the utilization.
Put us on the same trajectory. So we have already in the last telecall, we have also covered that it is how fast we reached at a 100 crore level at a Jammu facility. That is our priority. As a company, it is our top priority that how fast we reach at a 100 crore level from Jammu.
Sure, sir. And sir, to understand, you know, I understand that API is a pass-through. We work on a cost-plus business model. But two things here. One is if the API prices come down, and I understand that your anti-infective business is seeing pricing pressure. The second is I would also understand your Jammu facility has the capabilities of manufacturing more complex products. Is it possible to shift, you know, one towards more complex products? And in terms of your contract, you know, if I look at the gross margins, are substantially improved. One is, of course, the Jammu facility, you know, tax coming, you know, back to you, the GSP. The second is when the prices come down, do we work on a EBITDA per kg in the sense that optically then your gross margins look higher? Then your EBITDA will not change, you know, irrespective of your top line. So just wanted to understand, you know, these two.
So your question regarding like complex product, we are already working on that. Our R&D have developed a couple of products. So that is validation is going on there. So especially in the category of rest pools and the other sterile products, we are again working on the few. We are exploring the few new products as well. So that can improve our GC as well, right? And
yeah. The second question is to understand the gross margin.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
One is your GST that you're getting back. The second is if the API price comes down, is it if there's a gross contribution per kg? If it comes down, then your optically margins, gross margins look higher. If you're working on a margin basis, then it hits you on both sides. I mean, your, you know, EBITDA, you know, comes down. So just wanted a clarity on.
Yes. Yeah. So our pass-through model is like we have the two component of our gross conversion. One is constant and it is fixed. And the other part is the based on the profitability is the percentage base. So even if you can say that the 50-50 type arrangement. So if the price goes down, then still our absolute per kit, per tablet or per capsule or per unit also goes down.
Okay, so we are partly getting impacted.
So,
I mean, it's not...
Yeah, partly. Generally, what happened, the API price move from 5%, 10% here and there. So in that case, there is no substantial impact. But this time we have seen that the prices have crashed like potassium chlorinate 18,500 to 13,000 level. So that creates a very big turmoil for the market.
Sure. So one final question before I join back with you is, you know, on the cost side, you know, if I look at the fourth quarter, you know, versus this quarter, we have, as you mentioned, seen a, you know, a jump of about, you know, 50-60 crores. But if I look at the, you know, operating cost, the operating cost has also improved on a Q-on-Q basis. The rationale, what I wanted to understand is, you know, today when we are running at 60 crores, I mean, this is going to only improve from here. 60 can go to 70, 80, 100. I mean, faster 100 is good for everyone. But as the operating leverage happens, I'd just like to understand from here on, how do we see the cost curve coming down?
See, you are absolutely right. Our major cost, especially on employee and other operating expenses, is more on a semi-variable basis. So as we have already reached around 60 crores from Jammu and Baddi is already running at steady state level, from here, the increase in revenue or increase in operation would not result in the proportionate or pro rata increase in cost. So of course, we are still monitoring the situation. But as and when the Jammu plant will reach to a certain level of say 100 crores of revenue per quarter, we should be saving a slightly better position from here.
Sure. So any number that you have, or we will reevaluate it once the scale reaches.
See, Jammu is still in the ramp up stage, and there are lots of variables and moving parts, and we are observing the situation. We are still in the process of customer onboarding. So a firm number may not be, we may not be able to share as of now.
Sure, sir. And anti-infective as a proportion of your overall business, would it be meaningful enough to, see a meaningful dent in your earlier guidance, or, probably we will still be plus or minus that, figure that you earlier talked about in the fourth quarter?
See, our overall revenue is a very complex combination of our capabilities, our categories in which we produce, our dosages, the clientele, the geographies. So the exact impact of API reduction as of now may not be able to reveal or share. But yes, it is slightly having an impact on our overall revenue. But as I said, that we are monitoring the situation very closely, and hopefully, if the prices stabilize, we should be able to retain our guidance.
Sure. Thanks a lot, sir. I'll jump back.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Avnish Burman from Vaikarya. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question. My question was again on the export side. It seems that, the CIFA business has been transferred from Baddi to Jammu, and Baddi has catered to the export markets, because of which the export revenues have grown so fast. You had mentioned earlier that there was a backlog. So my question is, now is the backlog over, or there is still backlog that Baddi can continuously supply, and on a continuous basis you can move the domestic business from Baddi to Jammu?
So how the product transfer is working, that we need to have the client consent for that. So as we are getting the client consent for transferring, we are transferring our domestic business from, say, Jammu Cephalosporin into Baddi Cephalosporin into Jammu Cephalosporin. So I think the transfer activity will go up to the third, or max by up to fourth quarter. This year, all these events will be closed. And your analysis was perfect, that due to transfer of few business from Baddi, we have created a vacuum in the Baddi capacity. So that was fulfilled with the export orders.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that earlier your Baddi CIFA line was 100% utilized, and the other capacity still had empty capacity. So my guess is that what is being catered to the export market from Baddi incrementally is the CIFA orders only.
Yes. So that's why we call it the incremental business. Yeah.
Correct. So my question was that as you transfer more to Jammu, do you have sufficient export orders to fill that CIFA line, so that, the export growth comes very, very strong in the coming three quarters till the time you keep transferring to Jammu?
So again, Avinashji, this is a very complex question, and even commenting on all these things is very, very difficult.
Okay.
Because the order flow, order flow, then again we have the tablet, capsule, dry syrup, dry powder injectable, a different line systems. But as we progress, our planning is that the cephalosporin will be 100% moved towards the export-oriented business. And the Jammu facility, as we have the domestic GST benefit as well, so that will cater to the domestic business.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was just trying to get an indication of the export growth if you look on a full year basis. Like the export growth that you've shown, 59%, in the branded generic growth, because now we don't know exactly how much is the export. But the branded generic growth of 59%, is that going to sustain, or is that going to come down on a full year basis if you look at FY20?
Avnishi, see, we are still working on it. See, in coming quarters, my branded generic business is going to show a healthy growth trend. both in which constitute both domestic as well as my international markets. The exact percentage, we're still working on that.
Okay, fine. Second question, Lokesh, for you. I can understand that the SG&A, I mean, the other expense has gone up because of Jammu. But if I look at the standalone business, any increase because of Jammu should also reflect in the sequential increase of other expenses on the standalone side. If you look at standalone sequential increase in other expenses, it's 3 crores, whereas on the consolidated level, it is 6 crores. So apart from Jammu also, there has been some increase in costs on a sequential basis, if you can give some color on it.
Yes. So see, my consolidated results consist of all three legal entities, which is Innova Captad, Univentis, as well as Sharon Biomedicine. You rightly said, the standalone reflects my Innova's Baddi as well as Jammu operations and cost. The rest of the cost which you see in console comes from slightly from Univentis and Sharon also.
So I mean this 40 crores of console, is that expected to grow even higher from here, or how should we see the other expenses go on a console basis?
Abhiji, exact number, I may not be able to tell you as of now, but see, these other expenses consist of, if I talk about console, it consists of my manufacturing operation, other expenses, which is both in variable as well as semi-variable nature. Univentis, which is mostly towards my semi-variable, most towards fixed expenses, and Sharon. So it all depends upon how each and every business grows and how the cost responds.
Okay. Thanks, Ravish. Thank you, Vinay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Saket from Sagari Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and, you know, good set of results given the difficult circumstances. So, sir, first question would be on API pricing. So, is API pricing largely being, the dip in pricing is driven by Chinese dumping, or do you see overcapacity in, domestic space also? So, even domestic APIs are also seeing price headwinds.
So, let's say post-COVID, the capacity expansion is also the one of the reason of the decreasing in the price. And the post-COVID, let's say like the Penzi or the 7-ACA or so whatsoever the core KSM. So there is a sufficient expansion in the capacity. So that is one of the big reason in the drop in the price.
Got it. Now, so, do you see this, one concern that investor community is having, that, you know, we are also seeing similar kind of capacity expansion in formulation space. So your Jammu plant is also a very large capacity. Other listed CDMO players have also come up with recent capacity. Then few CMO players like Leaford have also come up with capacity. So do you think that this playbook being repeated in the formulations space as well? So which is putting, say, some bit of pressure, pricing pressure beyond the API pricing. So just my simple question is, so is the competition on the rise in the formulations space as well, sir?
So the capacity-wise, if there is an increase in capacity, vis-a-vis we have the market expansion as well. So let's say overall, if the market is growing with a 10-12%, so in the say 6-7 years, you need the doubling the your capacity. Otherwise, there will be a scarcity of the capacity. So these are the balancing every time. Let's say the balancing demand and supply balance always goes on. So if we see from our Innova perspective, our new capacity is having a good fiscal incentive. So we are not having any such challenges.
Okay, got it, sir. So another question would be, so this schedule implementation, right? So there were possibilities that, you know, few smaller or marginal players might go out of business because they might not be able to
you know, carry out all those activities that the regulator is asking them. So do you see that in anticipation of them going out of the business, so they are also, you know, say, dumping their products, so the channel inventory might be slightly on the higher side in the formulation space. Is this something that you are seeing on a market basis, or something, this is just more of an interpretation?
So this is difficult to comment, sir, on these questions.
Okay, so no issues, sir. And sir, another question is, you know, this GST benefit. So in case there is, say, any change on GST rates of, say, pharma products and something that we are catering to, does that also have an impact on the kind of GST incentive that you would be getting? So like, I think it's right now at 12% slab. So if it moves to 18 or say it comes down to 5, and does that also impact our incentives, sir?
Say if the GST rate reduces, then we will be adversely impacted. But let's say the total incentive available to us is fixed. Let's say that incentive is like approximately 75 crore, that is fixed. So to achieve the 75 crore incentive, today we need to sell approximately, let's say, 620 crore. If the duty reduced to, say, 8%, then we need to make the 900 crore sale to achieve that incentive.
Okay.
And if it becomes 18%, then say, let's say, only 400 crore sale will be subject to the incentive.
Okay. So then we can reach those levels. So broadly, I think some bit of, you know, say, change in the revenue would, you know, help us arrive at that. Depending on the rate changes, right? So that's how you are going to calibrate your... Okay.
But again, sir, all these questions are very hypothetical, that I don't think so any GST reason will change so sudden.
No, good that sir, you're highlighting, because there's always that, you know, rationalization of slabs. So I was just wondering if there's something on the works. But fair point that you said that, you know, these are hypothetical. So another question on the Univentive part. So your branded generic has been doing quite well even in Q4. So just for our understanding, is that a, say, ethical marketing business where you reach out to doctors, or is it more of a trade generic kind of a business where you reach out to chemists?
Yeah, our Univentis Medica is 100% trade generic business.
Okay, sir. So thanks, sir. Yeah. Thanks for the for answering the questions. And once again, congratulations on a good result, and best of luck for the future, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question comes from the line of Abdul Kader Puranwala from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. The first question is with regards to your base CDMO business. So, sir, including Jammu and Baddi, if you could provide us some color as to, you know, how your base business has grown despite the, you know, pricing pressure you just talked about.
So, hi Abdul. So if I talk about ICL standalone basis, basically this is a business which showcase our manufacturing capability business. So it has grown by around 26.5% year on year, which constitutes of my entire manufacturing capabilities of Baddi as well as Jammu.
Understood. Got it. And so secondly, you know, when now the export business is surging on the branded generic side, I know any color you could provide on margins, you know, with the incentives coming from Jammu and, you know, the traction what you're seeing in exports. Any ballpark guidance you would like to provide for this year, next year, you know, how should we look at the EBITDA margin profile of the company?
See, Abdul, as we submitted in our earlier telecon also, see, we are looking at the Jammu ramp up as of now, and there are too much moving parts on that. It's a complex business consisting of multiple business areas, multiple legal entities. In a long run, when we are anticipating that Jammu will stabilize, we are surely anticipating a certain upward movement on our margins, but we should be able to provide a more clear picture in our coming quarters.
Understood. And one final one, if I may. Jammu, it's quite clear about the revenue, what you guys are targeting. Any color you can provide on, how soon this facility can turn cash positive, that is, it can generate, free cash flows. By when can we expect that to happen?
If I talk at a PAT level, as Vinay sir earlier said that our internal target is to reach at a 100 crore quarterly revenue. So this is a level where somewhere around 105 crores of quarterly revenue, we should be able to break even at PAT level. And from there on, it should be cash positive at PAT level. Not only cash, but at PAT neutral also.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Abdul.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Pritesh from Lucky Investments. Please go ahead.
So, sir, this Jammu unit, when does it operationally break even? At what level of sales and which quarter?
So, Ritesh, we are anticipating the break-even level at PAT level at a 100 crore quarterly revenue.
And operational level
is somewhere around 60-65 crores of revenue.
And when do you think you'll achieve 60-65 and 100 crores? If these are the two milestones.
So this year we are at a 60 crore level, and I think the EBITDA loss of hardly one crore. So at a EBITDA level, if you see, we are already on, even in the second quarter of the operation, we are already on the break-even
side. Quarter four last year and quarter one this year, these are the first two quarters.
Yes, it's only two. Yeah. So because of this incentive, help us to achieve that break-even level. And we're hopeful that by the end of the year, we will be the PAT positive as well.
And this incentive is booked and it is received, or it is just booked in your P&L as of now?
So it is accounted on an accrual basis, subject to our eligibility and submission to GST authorities.
Okay.
And there may be lag of 1 or 2 quarters from cash flow on this.
And at this 60-65 crore, what is the utilization of the asset?
Hardly 5%, sir.
5%?
I think less than 5%.
It cannot be 5%, right? So asset can make 5,000 crore revenue? No.
So that can make like a top revenue could be like 1,500, 2,000 crore.
Oh, so then it is 65 into 4 divided by 2,000 crore. So about 10% or 15% utilization. Okay. Done, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we take that as the last question and conclude the question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you once again for continued support and confidence in Innova Capture. We remain committed to deliver sustained growth and creating long-term value for all our stakeholders. Thank you once again.
Thank you. On behalf of Innova CapTab Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.